This is Innovations in Patient Care. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Innovations in Patient Care. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This episode is sponsored through the generous support of Physio-Control. Find out more about how they are helping healthcare professionals innovate and improve outcomes in healthcare at physio-control.com, or look for them on Facebook and Twitter. I recently attended the NTI Critical Care Nurses Conference in Houston, Texas, and while I was there, I stopped by the Physio-Control booth to chat with some of the nurse educators. I interviewed critical care nurse Corey Miller about the importance of teamwork when running a code. Every team member must be aware of their role and confident in its accomplishment. Here's that segment with Corey. Hi, Jamie Davis here at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas. We're here in the Physio Control booth. I'm talking with Corey Miller, one of the educators that is talking to nurses here about a variety of topics. And Corey, first of all, welcome to the Nursing Show. It's great to have you on. Tell me a little bit about yourself and some of the topics that you're covering here at the show.
I'm a nurse clinician in the Duke Cardiac Intensive Care Unit in Durham, North Carolina, and I have two topics I'm talking about at the show. One is the team dynamics and human factors that affect resuscitation teams, and the other is debriefing after a cardiac arrest event.
Those are two topics that I think are super important. First of all, let's talk a little bit about team dynamics, because if your team isn't working well together, if you aren't communicating, if you aren't paying attention to each other and watching what's going on, it's not going to necessarily be a positive outcome for that patient.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of factors that affect performance and outcomes in a code. You know, we all operate off the same algorithms. We all know the same technical skills, but survival statistics vary widely from hospital to hospital, and we haven't really been able to budge the survival from cardiac arrest. So we're looking at sort of different ways that affect team dynamics that will hopefully improve performance and improve survival.
So what are some of the things you're really looking at here, team dynamics-wise? I mean, is it about better being a better team manager as the person running the code? Is it about individual training for the team members? What seems to be the factors?
Leadership skills primarily. So how do you communicate effectively from both the leader of the team leader and also the leaders within the team caring for the patient? So communication skills, because communication is linked to errors in codes and also non-adherence to algorithms. And so leadership behaviors, team communication, task management, things like that.
Excellent. Now, of course, it comes back to what happens after the code. Something I've always done back when I was a paramedic before I became a nurse was bring the team in and sit them down after we drop that patient off and say, all right, what do we think worked? What do we think didn't work? What do you have to say about debriefings?
Debriefings, I think they're fabulous. It's a huge educational opportunity that's often missed. It's an opportunity for the team to learn, but it's also an opportunity to fix processes and systems issues. So there's no better time. You can do all the mock codes you want, but until you're in a real situation, you may miss some critical elements that you can fix.
So what are some of the things you think are the most missed things? When you talk about a debrief, what's the question that somebody needs to ask during that debriefing?
So it depends upon, I'm talking today about hot, warm, and cold debrief. So a hot debrief done right after the code, we keep it short and simple. And kind of the plus delta with a little bit of a twist, you know, what went well? What would you do differently next time rather than saying what didn't go well? Because you have to identify what didn't go well to be able to offer a solution on what you would do differently. And then were there any safety or equipment issues? So by zeroing in on those two specifics, that often will highlight systems issues that you can fix. If you have a little more time or if it's more of a colder debrief, you could go into some of the non-technical skills, so those cognitive social skills like communication and leadership. So we say, was there a clearly defined leader? Was there any problems with communication? Were the roles clearly defined and understood? Things like that.
And I imagine collecting the data is important during the code so that you have something to look at after during the debrief so that you can make sure people know, have something quantifiable to look at.
Yeah, incorporating quantitative data is huge, especially in the where you might do it weeks later. Then you could gather all the patient information. You can get electrocardiographic, EKG tracings and labs and x-rays, and then code data, you know, the compression fraction, ventilation rate, compression rate, compression depth. And those are all really important to be able to put the whole puzzle together.
Well, Corey, I want to thank you for chatting with me. I appreciate it. And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here at NTI 2017 in Houston. We are going to have a lot more segments like this, so make sure you stay tuned to the channel you're watching or over at nursingshow.com to catch all of these. And a special thank you again to Physio-Control for their continued support to help me come to conferences like this so that I can bring information from people like Corey to you. That's going to wrap up this segment and episode of Innovations in Patient Care. Stay tuned for more segments from the top healthcare, EMS, and nursing conferences this year as we continue to focus on ways that healthcare professionals, just like you, are providing innovative care and improving patient outcomes all the time. Thanks again to Physio-Control for sponsoring this and other episodes of Innovations in Patient Care. Make sure you say thank you to them on Facebook or Twitter for helping me bring you some of the best in healthcare innovators every year. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the PodMedic. You can check out my other shows in the iTunes directory or over at MedicCast.com. I'll be back soon with more from Innovations in Patient Care. In the meantime, stay safe. And stay tuned here to Innovations in Patient Care.